Bradford Today and Innisfil Today welcome letters to the editor at chris@bradfordtoday.ca or via the website. Please include your full name, daytime phone number and address, for verification of authorship, not publication. I have heard on news broadcasts and read in legacy newspapers about the Doug Ford government's stand on bike lanes in Toronto, with municipalities needing ministry approval to install bike lanes. This approval requirement is within Bill 212, the Reducing Gridlock, Saving You Time Act 2024. Little do many Ontarians know that Bill 212 includes the Building Highways Faster Act 2024 and Highway 413 Act 2024. The Highway 413 Act exempts Highway 413 from the Environmental Assessment Act. There is a significant weakening of protection of rivers and streams and for endangered species. My hope is that this letter is read by folks who, in their busy lives, care about saving farmland and natural lands in southern Ontario. Although there is opposition to Bill 212 in the legislature, it will likely pass because of the Progressive Conservative majority. It is important for the public to be aware of all that is included in Bill 212. Concerned people should continue to protest the environmental impact of Highway 413. Building highways faster and bike lane restrictions will not ease gridlock. More attention is needed for long-term transportation solutions. May this letter, and many other sources of information, such as the Ontario Society of Professional Engineers, ospe.on.ca/advocacy, assist Ontarians in being informed before a possible provincial election next year. Sherilyn Sprockman, Newmarket.